Proclamation number 0872 of 19th of April, 1939. Earthly activity. Spiritual support. Divine power. Faith. The burdens of earth will always be bearable if you do not forget your Savior. And so today you will receive a proclamation which relates to earthly activity and is therefore worthy of attention. Anyone who asks for the Lord's blessing and support in constant work will overcome them with ease, for all strength will now flow to him. You have to consider that you cannot accomplish anything without this strength which comes forth from God. That this strength is not limited, but it merely depends on your will to what extent you request or ask for it. Therefore, people will accomplish very different things and consequently also be creatively active in different ways. The attitude towards God or also the attitude towards the opposing power is always decisive for success, for the opposing power also supports the human being in the most incredible way in order to thereby get him under its spell. But the human being's thinking will always be decisive as to which spiritual power provides support. The human being who appeals for God's kindness and love must be able to count on far stronger support than if his thoughts are purely earthly concerns and he does not think of the divine Lord. The human being can receive an inconceivable amount of God's strength so that he can easily accomplish work which, in an earthly sense, requires the greatest effort, yet the earthly child must have complete trust in the Father in heaven. Then he will be granted every support and relieved of every worry of his own if he does his utmost to use the divine strength beneficially. The Lord works through the human being. Everything is possible for him. No obstacle is insurmountable, no work is too great or too difficult. And if this power and strength is requested from God, it will pass directly to the person who believes. Yet your faith is still weak and shrinks back from every test. And if you don't let this faith become strong, you will still often have to face what appears to be insurmountable and prove yourselves. And therefore you too must struggle for strong, unshakable faith if you want to receive strength from God and always and constantly remain a bearer of divine strength. To form this faith in such a way that it does not waver in all temptations or trials of life is the sole purpose of all the temptations that come upon you and which you should bravely resist, always with the Savior in mind. Amen.